It's time to chat politics with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
Yes, indeed. First up on the show, we are having our weekly chat with Māori Party leader Marama Fox. This week, I spoke to Marama about Hone Harawira's comments around giving the death penalty to Chinese meth dealers, the Labour intern scandal, and the negative reaction to Te Irirua Flavel's Māori Land Services Bill. First up, I ask Marama what she thought of Hone's comments and, yeah, the meth dealer issue.
Hone, you know, he's entitled to his own policy stance. That's not one that we would take, although taking tougher measures on anybody found importing meth into the country probably would be a great deterrent. I mean, if you're threatened with life imprisonment like you are in Indonesia with those high-profile cases, then, I mean, that's got to be a deterrent. But I think New Zealand's borders are so huge. People are obviously not bringing them through the airport. They might come on container ships, but they're also getting dropped off straight to the beach off a boat that sits offshore. So it's very hard to control how the meth is coming into our country. But execution is not something that I'm up for, not for any crime. And there are many horrible, horrific crimes that we could bring out the death penalty for. But I don't believe that this is the right direction.
What would you like to see happen to combat the meth problem in places like Northland?
Oh, in Northland, East Coast, Masterton, it's everywhere. Mm. I've told the Prime Minister myself that if we do nothing now to stem the flow of meth down into our high school communities, and it's coming, then we are going to have an epidemic on our hands for the next 4 to 10 years. Because once it gets a grab on our kids and our young people, then that will follow them through into university. It will put a strain on our health system, put a strain on our mental health system. We don't have the rehabilitation programs to deal with it. If we do nothing now, then we are going to find ourselves in a great big world of hurt. So for the first time ever, I've considered the conversation around decriminalisation and legalisation of marijuana, only because what the young people in my town tell me is that they can't get any marijuana because the dealers are not supplying it. They're only supplying pee. So if they go out looking for something to get drugged up on, then that's what they've been offered. And I don't agree with either of those things. I'd rather that we didn't have to live our lives in some sort of alternate psychoactive reality in order to get by or even to have fun. So I don't like those things. I've seen the harm on their community, but if that stems the pee trade, which is 1,000 times worse, then I'm open to the conversation.
Moving on to the Labour Party intern scandal. Now, you described the situation as slave labour. What do you mean by
that? Well, I described it as a lot of things. I said this is exploitation. They've been sold a puppy. They've been duped. I said that Andrew Little should be ashamed and Matt McCartan should be ashamed. Thank you very much, sir. But I'm ashamed. This is not how we treat visitors in our country. Everybody's crowing on about describing it as slave labour as an insult to slaves and da-da-da-da-da. But that's just deflecting the situation. They are embarrassed by this. They've admitted that, and I'm actually grateful that Andrew Little came out and took that stance straight away. They know that this is not your normal internship. This was something that was promoted as one thing and turned out to be another, and they've moved swiftly to correct it. Now, also, people have said, oh, but you've now brought disrepute to the marae. I'm going, excuse me, I didn't bring disrepute to the marae when the students themselves who were living there are posting pictures and sending it to the media of the conditions that they were staying in. They brought disrepute to that marae themselves when they didn't support the marae by ensuring that they had the adequate provisions and pūtea to ensure that they could provide good accommodation. Now, this is not a reflection on the marae at all. This is about poor and sloppy planning on what might have been a good idea at some point that everybody okayed and turned out to be just mangled, mismanaged internship that was promoted as one thing and turned out to be something else.
What about the students who have come out saying that they enjoyed their experience and that the Labor Party is not to blame for this situation?
Well, who is to blame? If the Labor Party is not to blame, who is to blame? I mean, good on them for enjoying the experience, but not all of them said that, obviously, otherwise the story wouldn't have broken. Now, of course, you're in another country, you're here in New Zealand, the marae experience would have been wonderful. The tikanga and the manaakitanga, all of those things aside, that's not what they were complaining about in the first place. And so good on them, and I would expect nothing less from our people. But this handling of it, who is to blame then? Because some have wanted to go home and we're stuck here, and now they've gone home. Some have complained bitterly about the way that they were treated, and some have complained about expecting to hear from Helen Clark, and now they're not. So, you know, who is to blame then?
Moving along to the final topic for today. So Te Uruwa Flavel's Māori Land Services Bill has come under fire from the Treasury and also from Hone Harawira and the Labour Party as well. What do you make of the criticisms of this bill?
Oh, no, the Treasury red-flagged the Māori Land Services not being able to, under the business case model, fulfil the brief that they thought that they want to do. So it needed more work. That doesn't mean they don't think it should happen. They think it needs more work. So I believe that that is true, but we've got 18 months to embed it, and so they've merely red-flagged it as need to make sure that all the bits are in play. Hune was always going to criticise the Ture Whenua. It's a political issue for him. But the Ture Whenua, as far as I'm concerned, is a good bill. It's in the right place. It's gone around to everybody. They've pulled it apart. There are many changes and a whole lot of recommendations that show that the minister has listened to the people and is going to make the appropriate changes. So I'm confident that it is in the right place and that it will move forward. Hone is allowed to disagree about that. That's the beauty of our relationship. I disagree with him on killing Chinese people who bring meth into the country, because I don't think that that is actually the entire issue.
So could you explain why this bill would be good for Māori then?
Well, because people are actually blatantly misrepresenting the bill. They're out there saying that it's been done in secrecy. Well, that's rubbish. It's completely all over the net on the TPK website. It is open to public scrutiny on the parliamentary website. All the changes have been published. The other things they say is that it's going to threaten land and that landowners will put land at risk and it will corporatise our land and take land away from people. Well, that's not true either. In fact, the thresholds have been raised so high for some of the trusts that they want them to come back down again so that they can make those on the whenua. But the land is not put at risk. In fact, it's strengthened. So the misgivings that people have, all I say to them is show me which clause, because we've answered all those questions. Tūturoa has debated this bill through the committee stage of the whole House night after night after night. Every objection that the opposition have put up has been proven false and have had... the recommendations are already in place. So they're just filibustering on the bill to try and draw it out. And at this rate, it's not going to make it through before the election. Now, we could have done a whole lot of things. We could have put it under urgency and pushed it through. But we're not going to, because we have every confidence that this bill is in the right place and that we'll be back after the House rises to continue to see it through and have that time to bed in the MLS. Now, there are a number of significant changes that come about because of this bill, like no longer able to take any Māori land for public works. That will happen because of this bill. Any land that had previously been taken Māori land for public works must be offered back to Māori if it is no longer necessary to be used for government. That's now in this bill. There is a provision to look at digitising the Māori Land Court record under the MLS service, because currently if you want to find out anything, you've got to travel to the closest Māori Land Court and you've got to search through hundreds of years of handwritten paper notes in books. Now, that only benefits the people who live next door to the Māori Land Court. So there are a number of things in this bill that are going to make working with our whenua a whole lot better. And the detractors from this bill are merely politicising it, because if you ask them, point to the clause that you don't like, point to the part that you don't like, tell us what your recommendations are, they can't do it.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.